morning. Your show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Tuesday morning. It's October 22nd of 2019. Excited you're joining us here this morning. Also excited to try the new candy canes at Walmart.
What kind are they?
Nerds.
Ooh, those are. I bet those are good.
I bet they are too. I love Nerds.
What's your favorite flavor of Nerds?
The purple one. I like the purple and pink combo.
Yeah, I do too. Now, do you switch them up and put both pink and purple in your mouth, or just one at a time? Because there's two of them.
Oh, I know.
You can go both.
There's a divider in the middle.
I know.
Oh, it totally messes me up, because if I see them all together, or you know, it's going to taste better. But do they really taste any different?
I think they do.
Do the colors really taste different?
I think
different?
They do.
It's like M&M's.
It'd be cool to do a color test with the Nerds.
All right. We'll go ahead and get that going. How about
I'm
that?
I'm talking about like a taste test.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Blindfolded taste test of Nerds.
I get it. Okay. What do you think I'm talking about?
I didn't know.
All right. We'll do that. I'll bring in the big thing of Nerds.
Okay. Can I be the taste tester?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll be Queen Nerd. My mother sent me to the store the other day. She wanted me to get something, right? She wanted gummy bears. You know the good gummy bears, not the generic ones? Because like the generic
ones in the gold bag.
Yeah, Haribo or whatever. Yeah. They're probably not called Haribos.
Hasbro.
They're Hasbros. Wait, that's not true. That's toys.
That's a toy.
But she sent me there. Like, you could buy a bag for $1, right? But it wasn't enough for her. She made me buy the 3-pound bag of gummy bears.
Those will last her forever.
They're like $8. I was like, this is a little excessive.
What do you do,
Mom?
Make her wash dishes?
I mean, she's going to have to at this point. $8 worth of gummy bears. I mean, there's real priorities in the world with her, right?
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 1994. Brooks and Dunn had the number one song in country music.
She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she lived without him. Her hands are shaking.
Uh-oh.
Her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory is drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times.
I love me some old school Brooks and Dunn. Son of a gun. 1994, Brooks and Dunn, She's Not the Cheating Kind, was number one on this day in 94.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, if you checked out my Instagram last night, I was all over it. I was. I don't know what happened, but I went through Time Hop, and sometimes Time Hop is very depressing.
It's depressing and emotional because it makes you sad because of what, how little your kids were.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Or if it's like a picture like 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and you're like half the size you are now, you're like, Oh, that's just great.
It's what it was, man.
Thanks a lot, Time Hop.
Picture of me and Dierks Bentley, and I'm like, oh, great. I look fantastic there compared to what I normally look like. How many years ago? I think it was 3 years ago.
Three.
I'm like, oh, well, there's my peak.
Right.
I peaked.
Well, I guess it's over.
Peaked at 39. Done now. Stupid Brandon. That's what I was thinking, though. But I'll never forget that experience meeting Dierks Bentley because he was so nice to us.
I know.
You gave up on your crush on Brett Eldridge because Dierks Bentley was so nice.
True.
True, right?
No, but I still love Brett Eldridge.
Yeah. We'll get into that because he's going on tour.
Yes.
I know you're excited about that. So Dierks Bentley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big fan?
Yes. I think it was so cool because he made eye contact with both of us. I think that's really big for a celebrity that's of that caliber because a lot of them will just kind of, it's almost like they look right past you. Like they shake your hand and they kind of just whatever. He was very like talking to both of us and
he stopped us.
Yes.
We were about to leave. Like, all right, dude, nice to meet you. Cool. Go on. Boom. And he's like, no, I really appreciate you guys playing the music and what you do with radio. And you're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Also, one of my favorites, Jana Kramer, is playing November 5th.
Oh, and you
in
haven't
Nashville.
Met her yet, have you?
No, but here's what I'm thinking. You said you want to go see Brett Eldridge do his Glow like Christmas tour.
Yeah.
Right? That's Nashville. Okay. It's a different day. I think we both just schedule the trips and we drag our spouses along.
Okay.
Now, mine's on a Tuesday. And you know, my friend Drake, he says it's going up. Is it up or down on a Tuesday?
It's up on a Tuesday.
It's going down. But well, this show's going down on a Tuesday. I don't know if you can say it's going up on a Tuesday.
So you're
going
to have to ask for some time off to go see Jana Kramer.
Is that worth vacation time? You think it'd creep her out if I showed up at this point?
You came how many hours to see me on a weeknight?
Oh, don't do it.
I don't know.
Think I should ask her if it's
okay?
No,
I definitely think you should do it. Because anytime that there's a possibility for you to get embarrassed, I want it to happen.
Yes. But we did have a DM exchange at one point.
There's no reason for you to throw out the DM.
100%. Has Brett Eldridge ever slid into your DMs?
You had a VM, a video message.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
You did have a video message.
Probably the greatest day of my life.
And you only got to hear what?
5 seconds of it because I got nervous. I'm such a tool, y'all. I'll never change. I've been a tool since school. And some things never change.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Star Wars. So a new trailer for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker hit yesterday, and fans are freaking out because it looks like there's a very popular character that may not make it. Now, there's a scene where this little welding droid is doing some work on the back of C-3PO's head. Now, C-3PO is the gold guy, right? I'm going to help you out with that.
No, I know you're treating me like I'm dumb to Star Wars. I know who that is. He's been around since the 70s.
Okay, well, I will say that actor, Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, is the only actor who's been in all 9 Star Wars movies. I think that's pretty cool. But anyway, there's a scene where this little droid is welding on the back of his head, and Poe Dameron asks him, "What are you doing there, 3PO?" And he's like, "I'm taking one last look at my friend, sir." So, it's this kind of real sad-looking scene. Well, Rey and Finn are in the room, too. They look pretty emotional. R2-D2 has a little mini fit, has to be comforted by C-3PO. Aww. Anyway, it looks really kind of weird, but if C-3PO dies, number one, or whatever the robot equivalent of that death is, because it's a robot, so I guess robots die, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, something tells me if they're going to show this in the actual trailer that he's probably not going to die.
Well, here's Kelly with the spoilers for Star Wars.
There's not spoilers. You're going to see all of this when you're watching the trailer.
You just ruined Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, the movie comes out December 20th. If you haven't seen it, the newest trailer for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
You're never going to believe which celebrity's been deemed a box office bomb. And this is a big story today. Will Smith.
What?
Box office bomb. The story is his movie Gemini Man, which I thought was cool because Will Smith was fighting himself and there were dirt bikes and stuff like that in it. Well, they're saying the movie officially has bombed at the box office. They say in the U.S., it made $36.3 million. Around the world, $82.2 million for a total of $118 million. Here's the problem, though. The movie cost a whole lot more to make. Ooh. It costs at least $240 million. They're thinking this movie with Will Smith will lose $75 million.
Oh, my goodness, and I love Will Smith.
A $75 million bomb for Will Smith.
Gotcha Gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So if you remember, just days before Dancing with the Stars started, Sailor Brinkley Cook had to step in for her mom, Christy Brinkley, take her place after Christy fell and broke her arm in 2 places.
Yep.
Well, Sailor stepped in and has been awesome on the show, but sad news for her. On the 6th week of competition, Sailor and her partner Val were the latest team to get booted off of Dancing with the Stars.
People were mad about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of people really upset about it. And of course, she took it okay and was really sweet about it. But the show must go on. That's what happens.
Yeah.
People get kicked off. So anyway, it's on Monday nights.
Wasn't she one of the better dancers, though?
I think so.
Like popularity-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really a contest about who's the best dancer.
Right. It's kind of a popularity type deal.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be awful.
Right.
That's why the old people don't work on there. I don't care. You put somebody who's 85 on there, they don't have the fan base that's going to go and vote.
Listen, give me a shot when I'm 85.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly Perry for Dancing with the Stars. That should be a whole lot of fun, right? And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Check out my photo with Dierks Bentley from 3 years ago. Pulled it out
I'm
of
looking
time
at mine on the wall over here.
Well, yeah, you printed yours.
Well, I did. I'm also looking at pictures of you and Carrie Underwood and me and Brett Eldridge.
Yeah, this is the one night I got to spend with Carrie Underwood.
Don't, that's not, you need to say the 2 minutes you got to see her.
That, no.
You can't say the night I spent with her.
Yes, I can.
No. That doesn't paint the right story.
Listen, I can say whatever I want. Anyway, social media, find us, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
And I'm Kelly on KFine on Instagram and Twitter, and Kelly Brook Perry on Facebook.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so this woman is facing a lot of jail time because she didn't want to walk 6 blocks. So a little lazy, all right? Well, 37-year-old Lynette lives in Lincoln, California. And a couple of nights ago, she filled up a gas can at a Chevron station, then flagged down a police officer who was passing by. She needed help. She told him she needed to get back to her car, which was out of gas, so he gave her a ride to it, just about 6 blocks away. Well, when they got there, he ran the plates on her car and found out that it was stolen the day before.
Oh, my goodness.
So he arrested Lynette for car theft, and it turned out she had some illegal substances on her, too, so she was also charged with drug possession.
Oh, wow, that's a bad idea.
I know, but speaking of running out of gas, if cars were replaced by horses, what would replace gas stations?
Ooh, I have no idea. What would replace them?
Grass stations.
Wow.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's homecoming week for Arkansas State. A-State plays Texas State coming up on Saturday. It's the homecoming game, and we have the ultimate A-State game day experience. We team up with our friends at United Pawnbrokers. We want you to be there. Here's what all you can win. You can win tickets to the game. You can win tickets to our K-Fine tailgate tent, which is stocked full of food and beverages. You can actually go down there on the field at halftime with me to kick for cash for $107.90.
Is it true you'll kick for them?
That would not be good.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, last week, Zach Bean, he gets up there, right? He's our kicker. And he goes for it, and we're on the mic, and people are cheering for him. Thousands of people watching. And he line drives it like he's playing golf.
Oh, no.
Like he's putting. And I'm like, oh, no. Because I could feel it, right? Yeah. I could feel the energy in the stadium.
Uh-huh.
The next thing you know, he sets that ball, soars it through the uprights, and the place explodes.
That's awesome.
You also have the chance to win this Bills Cost Plus tailgate kit. Let me tell you what's in that. 2 packages of Johnsonville brats, 2 slabs of loin back ribs, 16 certified Angus beef ground chuck patties, 4 pounds of Sanderson Farms chicken wings. You get hot dog buns, hamburger buns, an 18-pound bag of charcoal, the lighter fluid, and 2 12-packs of Pepsi or Mountain Dew. Man. If you want to win, again, tickets to the game, the tailgate, kick for cash, the Bills Cost Plus tailgate kit. All you have to do is send a text, and you can do that as soon as you stop driving this morning.
Send the word kick to 62582.
Again, kick to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving, is on K-Fine. Good morning, 704 in K-Fine country. That song, I don't know, like over the last week when I really let the words kind of sink into my brain.
It's a good father-son song.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It gives, like, I have this vision of the end. Of me at the end and Kaya's there with me. I'm like, that's morbid to think about, but that song paints that picture so well.
Yeah, it does.
Because you hope you raise your child so to such a great level that, you know, they're great human beings and they're there at the end and they're...
Everything goes the way it's supposed to go.
Oh my gosh. But it's going to make me cry this morning.
Well, don't.
I can't boo-hoo. I was almost boo-hooing last night.
What happened last night?
Again, that stupid time hop.
I know.
I go through it at different times, and sometimes I'm like, okay, that's cool. Sometimes I'm like, I was boring on that day. Last night was good stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, here's us with Dirks. Here is the Wiggles. Kai, because it was, you know, this time of year, I guess it was 6 years ago, 2013. Kai was a big fan of the Wiggles. And Kai got this Halloween costume that was the Wiggles costume we ordered online. And it had, like, the Wiggles belt buckle and the Wiggles shirt and... This picture in our old house has him, and he's got his fingers in the air like he's doing, like he's going to do one of the Wiggles dances. And I'm like, that was my favorite phase of his life, that, was the Wiggles
that
phase.
That whole innocent, sweet, knows those songs, happy phase.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'll never forget. We went to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, right, which is a legendary venue. And the only reason I've ever been to the Ryman is to see the Wiggles live. But the joy on his face when he saw the Wiggles, these characters he had seen on television, walk out.
Oh, the best thing ever, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. It, like, would bring tears to your eyes to see them in so much happiness.
Right.
But, you know, Kai's gone through all kinds of phases. You know, we've gone through the monster truck phase with Monster Jam. The dinosaur phase, which I think a lot of kids go through that. But I got to say, the phase for the Wiggles was my absolute favorite. And still, I go back and I hear the songs and I watch those shows. Like, I would sit down and watch those shows with him tonight.
Aww.
I don't know if he would sit down with me to watch the Wiggles.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
You know it?
Hot potato, hot potato.
Kurt was a big fan of this.
Potato, 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 potato.
Like, that's a very famous
cold
one.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Like, oh, you really do know it. How about the fruit salad song?
Oh, yeah.
Fruit salad.
I never got my son to eat fruit salad.
Yummy,
I sang this song a million times.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad.
But of course, like, the most famous one. And man, when they sang this one at the Ryman and they came out with the car looking thing.
Makes me sad too.
Isn't it sweet?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll never forget, we're hosting the prom fashion show. It's a March of Dimes event. And Kai decides to host it with me. And again, he's like five. Mm-hmm. And he's a huge fan of the Wiggles. So it's me and Yolanda. And we're hosting this deal. Kai goes out to the edge of the stage while we're talking. Like, we're doing serious content. You know, here's why we're raising money for the March of Dimes. Kai walks up to the end of the stage, stands right in front of my wife, who's on the front row, and falls asleep like Jeff does. So this is falling asleep standing up. He just
I forgot how that guy does that. Yeah.
He falls asleep. Kai's in a tuxedo, asleep but standing up on the edge of the stage while we're being serious. And my wife has to look at Kai. And she has to go, "Wake up, Kai." And he shook his head like he was Jeff waking up from the Wiggles.
So sweet.
My absolute favorite phase of his life, though.
Well, Kurt, I remember he went through a huge Thomas the Train phase. He had the table. He had every single Thomas. Yes. I mean, we watched this over and over. And most kids that see this now, they're like, oh my gosh, because it's really slow. And
is it?
Yeah. It's not like good graphics or anything.
Oh, yeah. Dad, these graphics are no good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, because they're used to 4K video games.
Well, now
stuff.
They make fun of all this stuff, but I'm like, man, that was your lifeline there for a second. You loved it.
But it brings back memories, right? Mm-hmm. Does it take you back to that spot?
Yeah, trains all over our house. Yeah. Train tracks everywhere.
You ever miss him being so young?
Of course, every day. Just right. Like you do.
Enough, enough, enough. Mm-hmm,
it's your fault.
We should post on social the deal about what's your child's favorite phase.
Like the favorite phase, what their obsession was, and like just loving it. Yeah.
Because I think my mom would say it was my Kerry Von Erich phase. That was a boy wrestler.
Thanks for clarifying.
Well, all right, that's weird. I'm going to go ahead and hit this button right here now.
Good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Friday morning, we're going to be live on location, your K-Fine High School tailgate tour. It's powered by Glen Zane Motors, God Bless Our Troops, NEA Baptist, and the U.S. Air Force. And Friday morning, we make a triumphant return to
Manila High School.
We're excited to come back to Manila. It's been a few years. We were even invited out to a breakfast spot. To come, or at least recommended a breakfast spot to go to.
I'm excited.
So we'll spend some time in Manila coming up on Friday. Manila High School. We'll see you coming up on Friday morning starting at 7 o'clock. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, October 22nd of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Karen James of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Toby Ishmael from Jonesboro. Ellen Johnson is 24. Jonesboro and Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Homecoming week this week. Kylie Brown of Truman turns 12 years old.
Happy birthday.
Carmen Bashirs from Monette is turning 19. We have Christy Henson of Jonesboro celebrating a birthday. Dylan Letty from Cave City is 18. Andy Warren from Jonesboro. Drew Damon of Pocahontas is turning 10. And Gabe Sowers of Hoxie is turning 8 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy, Happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Jonathan Lipnicki is 29. That was Ray Boyd and Jerry Maguire. If you've seen Jerry Maguire, it was the cute little blonde kid that wore glasses who stole the whole movie. He was Precious.
Yeah, never seen it.
So good.
I thought Precious was Gabourey Sidibe.
That's, yeah, wrong movie there,
wrong
buddy.
Precious.
Zachary Hansen is 34. That was the youngest Hansen brother.
You think I should?
You have to.
You think I should?
You have to.
Should we right now on the radio?
Yes, you
on
should.
On the country station?
You should.
Oh my gosh,
just
I'm not
for,
sure.
Just for fun.
I don't know. What is it? Zachary Hansen, 34 years old
dancing.
Today. Well, because I remember Allie King was a huge fan of Hansen.
I loved him when they first came out, too.
And she would sing that song, mm-hmm. Walking Through the Building, and she would get so excited to sing Hansen.
That's so great. Yeah. Michael Fishman is 38. That's Roseanne's son, DJ, on the Conners. John Foreman is 43. That's the Switchfoot singer.
Ooh, I remember Switchfoot. I played them down the hall mm-hmm. on Kiss FM 2. You remember that one?
I do.
Hi. John Foreman, Switchfoot, 43 today.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 44. That's Mitchell on Modern Family. Christopher Lloyd is 81. That's Doc Brown and Back to the Future. Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card. Ride this train.
That's Huey Lewis. But.
And Shaggy is 51 today.
We're not talking about David the Barrel Boy.
No.
No, he looks like Shaggy, right? Yes. We're talking about Shaggy, who was a rapper.
It wasn't me.
Was he a rapper?
He something like that. A talker, rapper, singer guy?
Well, he did the song Angel. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. That's not really rap, is it?
Well, that's not Shaggy right there.
Who's that?
That's the other guy. Shaggy's in the back, kind of like, Shugger!
Hey, oh, that's what Shugger. He did? So I could be like that.
Yeah, you could definitely be Shaggy. No, there's Shaggy. Young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all
done? It's all good when you lift it up, your fun can't be a you mentioned the other one. Mm-hmm. I loved the song It Wasn't Me. But she got
me on the counter. It wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa. It wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. It wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
It wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
It wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
It wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
It wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed.
There we go. Shaggy, 51 years old today. Happy birthday, Shaggy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Keith Urban is always innovating, always creating new stuff. And he's actually redone the song We Were, but this new version now features Eric Church. So when I heard that they were going to work together on this song, I thought, well, that's kind of, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that Eric Church was a writer on the song We Were. And that's how he's involved. So Keith Urban and Eric Church have teamed up for We Were, and this is what it sounds like.
And we were, had the jackets hanging on to a heart and two heartbeats in the moonlight. We were, both feet hanging out over the edge of the water tower skyline. At least there's a little bit of sweet in the bitter, though part of me is always going missing.
So you know the song.
I am who I am, I'm just missing. When we were.
Again, it's Keith Urban, his song We Were, now featuring Eric Church. Mm-hmm. Eric Church is in Little Rock on Friday.
We were gonna make it work. We baby had it all laid out in our mind. By the time a new time was running out,
never thought we'd face like a stamp on the back of our hand. And we were on my shoulders lighter and the air pour some sugar on me. We were top down in Johnson's field when she whispered that she wants me. At least there's a little bit of sweet and a bit of, though a part of me is always gonna miss her. I am who I am, I just miss who I was when we were.
I love that.
It's great.
Because I can hear that being an Eric Church song now, too. And yeah. I couldn't picture it before. Uh-huh. But you can hear it. He's a co-writer on the song. If you want to check out Keith Urban and Eric Church, the full version of We Were, it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brett Eldridge just announced a 10-date holiday tour in December that's going to take him all around the country singing all of his Christmas songs. It's the Glow Tour Live Tour, which gets its name from his Christmas album, Glow, which came out like in 2016. Yeah. But he's going to perform in a handful of places, this time including the Ryman Auditorium, which there's going to be two shows, December 4th and 5th. Those are my dates.
You have
those
to go.
Those are my dates. I have to go.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
You buy me tickets to Jana Kramer.
Wait a minute.
As a gift. I'll buy you tickets to Brett Eldridge.
Okay.
That way our spouses have
they
to go.
They have to go.
I gave it as a gift. It's a
yes,
Christmas
it's
gift.
A gift.
Don't you think that's the way to do it?
I think we should. Let's look at tickets after this.
All right.
But anyway, he said before that when he was a kid, Christmas is his favorite holiday, and he's been obsessed with it forever. He loves seeing everyone dressed up, relaxed, and ready to come in and sing with him. But his tickets go on sale Friday.
All right. And there's, like, to me, out of all the current country artists,
oh man, he'd be so good with Christmas.
Nobody sounds better doing Christmas than Brett Eldridge.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That's good, right?
It's beautiful.
Let your heart be light.
You have to go to that show.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Oh my goodness.
Kelly has melted like snow on
I'm
a hot
dying.
Day. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was reminiscing last night, going through Time Hop and posting stuff on my Instagram and my Twitter accounts. You can follow me if you want. Lots of times I'll follow back and try to see what you're doing too. We can become friends and know each other awkwardly, even though we don't know each other, because that happens.
Oh, social media.
I see you in public. I know you, but I have no reason to know you other than social media. And then I'm weird.
Yep.
I hate when I do that too. It's like, oh, wow, I know you and I guess you know me.
Yeah.
I know you.
Thank you, Barney. Which is another thing that our kids grew up on.
Oh, yeah. So on social media, you can find us Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Back to that, because you mentioned Barney. We were talking about these different phases. My favorite phase of my son's entire life is his phase for the Wiggles. The Wiggles still follow me on social media, as should you.
And they called you an honorary Wiggle one time, and you lost your mind.
Yeah, Anthony, who's like the main Wiggle.
He's my favorite.
He's one who's been there forever, mm-hmm. right? The blue Wiggle, Anthony. He called me Brandon Wiggle. I'm an honorary Wiggle, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw this last night, but in my post about Kai wearing the Wiggles thing, Anthony liked it.
Did he?
Because we're tight like that. Mm-hmm. We're tight. He follows
right.
me. So. Okay, so we're talking about phases and phases our kids go through that bring back all these memories and give us these feelings like, oh my gosh, I wish my kid were still 4 or whatever.
And there's nothing like making a post about our kids that make people, you have to respond to it. And we're getting blown up with all kinds of comments.
Yeah, if you don't respond, you don't love your kids.
Brandon.
Okay, not exactly that. What do we have?
All right, so there were several people. Tiffany Hall, one of them was Mickey Mouse. So whether it's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey Mouse Now, Mickey Mouse is a huge, huge thing for kids.
Yeah. I love the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I still have it right here.
M-O-U-S-E. Is this your ringtone?
It is. M-O-U-S-E. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
And that goes back a long time ago.
It's from inside. It's aww. The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Roll call! Donald! Daisy!
Oh, I used to watch that show.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's a good one.
Another one is several people. Mary Green said Bob the Builder was a big one for her kids.
Oh, yeah.
Boots check, tool belt check, hard hat check.
Bob the Builder, can we build it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Scoop, muck,
American Lofty.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, Stephanie said Dora the Explorer, which she's huge. There's a movie coming out about her.
Oh my gosh, my nieces love Dora.
Dora!
Helps teach your kids Spanish.
Forgot about boots and swiper, no swiping.
Right, and the map and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's sweet. Mm-hmm.
Baby Shark is one Mandy Halfacre says.
We play this song kids. Once a week.
I know it.
Why do we play
they
it?
They love it.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do.
It makes kids smile, man.
Mommy Shark, do 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 do.
Daddy Shark, do 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 do. Daddy Shark, do 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 do. Okay, that's.
And then, of course, how can you forget Paw Patrol? Shauna said Paw Patrol.
Oh, that's good too.
Paw Patrol, will be there on the double whenever there's a problem around Adventure Bay. Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Bubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, will be there on the double. No job's too big, no pup's too small. Paw Patrol, we're on a roll. So here we go, Paw Patrol.
There we go, Paw Patrol. It's awesome to talk about this. It just makes me happy.
Yeah, it does.
So this is one of those happy, touchy-feely days.
Hugs from us. Why are you making that look?
Because I'm like, why did I say touchy-feely?
Well, because that's what it is. It's emotional, touchy-feely.
Oh, that's okay to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
what is touchy-feely? Where did I get that? Where's my brain?
I don't know.
So it's up on our social media. If you want to reminisce with us this morning, you can go there right now.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were talking about phases from our kids, like our kids' phases, because a lot of them go through deals where they're really hooked on something for a minute, and then they move on to something else. And then there's a point like where, because we can just, let's just be full honest on this. Like when they get on something, be it, you know, let's watch Willy Wonka every night, or let's watch the same episode of Sesame Street every day, whatever the deal is, there's a point as a parent where you're like, oh my gosh, how many more times am I going to have to watch this?
But you do it again.
And then that stuff is such a memory in your brain that then you miss it. Because I was like that with the Wiggles. We listened to the Wiggles, watched the Wiggles every day, every night. It was all day. It was basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My wife had to order toys online because they could not find them. My son was kicked out of the library because there were Wiggles toys on the top shelf. And he wanted to get them down to play with them. They went up and they asked, hey, can those come down? And they were, you know, like collectible type things.
Right.
And they said, no, you can't play with those. He started screaming and laid down on the floor crying. He was kicked out of the Jonesboro Public Library over the Wiggles. And, you know, like, it's going to drive you crazy for a minute. And then all of a sudden it brings back all those memories.
Yeah.
Like, Kai went through a Chuck E. Cheese phase where we went to Chuck E. Cheese two or three times a week. And he got to know everybody who was there and the manager, Jessica, at the time. And, well, he would stand on stage with Chucky. Now, most kids weren't allowed to do that, but they knew Kai wasn't going to mess with Chuck E. Cheese. So he would stand there and he would do the animatronics like he was a robot.
Oh, my gosh.
The exact same way Chuck E. Cheese would. And then Chucky would walk out and he'd go dance at the front and get the tickets and all that stuff. Like, that was a phase.
He's got a career ahead of him.
I mean, he, you know, we're like, he's talented. Anybody who can act like a robot is good. But so we're asking you all to think about your favorite phases from your child's life
we're
and what brings back memories.
Yeah, we're getting such good responses too. Like, it's making me, I don't know, reminisce for these, for other people's children as well. So Christine says Wonder Pets.
Oh, we watched a ton of the Wonder Pets.
Wonder Pets are on our way to help a pack of rats and save the day.
We're not too big
and we're not too tough, but when we work together, we got the right stuff. Go Wonder Pets! Yay!
That one, almost brought tears to
mind. That's
mine.
A good one because you can see your kid watching it and just being happy. Just that opening song coming on that makes them happy. Yeah. Jana Caldwell says Barney, which Barney was a big deal for my son too, who's 16 now, but Barney was a big one.
Yeah. I like Barney too.
He was so bouncy.
Remember that day Bud Tropel came in dressed as Barney?
In his purple shorts and purple shirt.
He looked like Barney.
He did. He got upset with
anybody
for
who wears
that
purple.
Too.
That's what they're going to get called. That's how big Barney was. If you wear purple to this day, somebody's going to call you
that's
Barney.
That's true. Okay. Holly Berry says Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Ooh, that's a takeoff from Mr. Rogers. Yes. Daniel Tiger was.
Have you seen that yet?
What? Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood?
Yeah. You've already seen every episode, haven't you?
Because that was one of my favorites. I love Daniel Tiger. Because wasn't he the one that wore the watch? In the
Yes.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh. It's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, a land of make-believe. Won't you?
Okay, I can't listen to that. Mr. Rogers stuff makes me sad, too.
Oh,
I'm a grown man who will get emotional thinking about Mr. Rogers.
And then this is, I've heard, this is controversial, I think.
What? Why is it controversial?
I'm kidding. There's some parents I know that hate their kids watching this show. Because
what is it?
It's kind of smart alecky.
What is it? Ren
SpongeBob.
And Stimpy? Oh, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
Don't you say you look like someone on that show?
Okay, go away. Can you leave today or what?
You said it.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who do I look like, Kelly?
I can't help it that one day you said.
I was looking at a picture in my heavier phase.
And you said you looked like Patrick. The starfish.
And now nobody is ever going to be able to get that out of their heads.
Next time y'all see Brandon, please call him Patrick.
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have to get ready for a dentist appointment today. It's a big deal.
For what? You it is.
I'm good with it now, but I remember the first time I had to go like last year, I was freaking out.
I know. I was having to talk you down from the ledge.
I chipped a tooth, man, and messed it all up and So today.
Well, they look good now.
I got to go home and get them ready.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, you have to be super clean by the time you go up there. Because it's kind of uncomfortable. You're like, okay, here's my mouth.
Yeah, I know. They're so used to it,
what
though.
You seeing in there?
Right.
I didn't have any food today either.
You're not going to eat so you can make sure that there's no food in your teeth?
Oh, I don't want that, man.
Go eat some corn.
No, not going to happen.
Popcorn.
Or beef jerky. And
Ugh.
Oh, get that out
a
of there.
A big loaf of bread.
Ooh, that's gross.
You know that they see all that stuff.
I don't know how they do it, man. Really, any doctor? I don't know how any doctor does it.
I know. It's a very special set of skills to be
legit.
Able to deal with some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, let me see that. No. How about no?
I think I'd be like, could you go brush your teeth first, please?
Oh, man.
And then I'd send them back when it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the other body parts, though?
That's even worse.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You just look like you were like five.
I'm telling you. Like, who chooses some of those body parts?
I don't know.
Like, why did you pick that one?
I don't know.
What intrigued you about that?
Maybe it's a dollar figure. It just helps. It helps.
Oh, like you make more money
the more gross it is.
Is that what it is?
I doubt it, but in my mind, it makes sense.
What's the grossest?
Well, my last name used to be Proctor. And my dad would always be like, wouldn't it be funny if you were Dr. Proctor and you're a proctologist?
Oh my gosh. Is that the worst?
I mean.
Somebody making a lot of money right now living in a big old house.
Yeah. They're like,
Hey, speaking of, you're making fun of me on Instagram, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, it was basically only to you and your wife.
And it's about being cheap.
Well.
About not making, or even if I make good money, that I don't spend any money.
Well, what's funny is.
I spend a fortune.
So both of our families have dogs. We're dog people. We love dogs. So I'm constantly sending your wife different things. If I see like a German Shepherd or something funny and it has like a funny meme, I'll send it to her, whatever. But yeah, this one, I came across this one and I was like, I have never in my life come across a more perfect meme for your dogs.
Right. Well, because typically if she sends me something, it's something where she thinks I'm like Michael Scott.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, he plays a lovable loser, right. And you're a lovable loser.
Yeah. So this one's, it's a picture of like a beagle, and he's looking up at his owner, and he's like, yeah, break that treat in half, you cheap blank.
A double crooked letter.
And so as soon as I read it, I busted out laughing because I can see your wife saying that to you, number one. So I sent that to y'all. I didn't hear anything back from you, but I just put what your dogs think of Brandon.
Right, which is rude because my dogs, I give them treats all the time.
Okay, she says she just this morning
she's
being up.
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, she's awake?
Yep.
Well,
she's been awake since 7:44, according to this. She says, except he's too cheap to even buy them treats. Shots fired!
That is rude and not true. I've bought them treats before.
So this meme, go ahead and admit it, it's completely 100% true.
I've done it.
Your poor dogs.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Star Wars. So there's a new trailer out for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It hit yesterday. Fans are freaking out because it looks like a very popular character may not make it. There's a scene where some little welding droid is doing work on the back of C-3PO's head. He's the gold guy. And he says, what are you doing there, 3PO? And 3PO replies, quote, taking one last look, sir, at my friends. So it kind of looks like a sad scene. There's also a scene where it looks like R2-D2 has a little mini fit and has to be comforted by C-3PO. Chewbacca lets out this really sad roar. Yeah, you're good at this.
Yeah, yeah.
But something tells me the fact that they're showing this scene means he probably doesn't die. Then again, it is the end of the so-called Skywalker saga. So, cool fact, Anthony Daniels, the guy that plays C-3PO, is the only actor who's been in all 9 Star Wars movies. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The movie comes out December 20th. If you haven't seen the newest trailer for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
A big-time box office star is now being called a box office bomb. I'm talking Will Smith. His movie Gemini Man made $36.3 million in the U.S. It made $82.2 million abroad, a total of like $118 million. The problem is, the movie costs a whole lot more than that to make, and they're thinking that movie will lose $75 million. So Will Smith is being called a box office bomb.
Got you gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So if you remember just days before Dancing with the Stars started, Sailor Brinkley Cook stepped in to take the place of her mom, Christy Brinkley, because Christy fell at age 65 and broke her arm in 2 places. So she stepped in for her.
Yep.
Well, she's been awesome on the show, but sad news for her. On the 6th week of competition, her and her partner, Val, were the latest team to get booted off of Dancing with the Stars. She ended up in the bottom 2 with fellow contestant Allie Brooke. She was visibly upset along with everybody else. Everybody else looked surprised because she's a really good dancer.
Right.
Show must go on, though. Sailor Brinkley Cook, the latest contestant booted out of Dancing with the Stars.
And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you know who Harry Styles is?
Yeah.
He was a guy in One Direction. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of solo hits. Girls love him. They freak out over him, right? Well, evidently, when he goes out on stage, he wears these really fancy, elaborate outfits. And they're so important to him, we have found out that he has a frozen vault to keep all of his stage outfits in, to keep them fresh.
Wow.
I guess. So that they're staying frozen and there's security around it 24 hours a day.
Sheesh.
For his stage outfits. Is that insane?
You would think he wouldn't wear it more than once if he's that rich. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like maybe you have some crazy elaborate outfit and never wear it again.
You want to wear it twice.
Yeah, because people will see it, especially in the social media age. Like back in the day, Michael Jackson could have worn the same outfit every night and nobody would know.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you would find out. just crazy to me. I'm thinking about all of my old outfits, like the stuff that holds nostalgia for me.
Like your nostalgic cheetah leggings?
I have all that stuff.
Why?
Because it has memories attached to it.
Are you going to, why don't you just take a picture of them, and then when you're wanting to remember them, just look at the picture, and listen, then you don't have all the clutter.
Listen, what is that lady's name? Marie Kondo?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
I would rather have the physical item than a photo of the item. Because this can, I can say, hey, look what I have here. And I can hold it up. Can you imagine if I walked to you and said, hey, look what I used to wear. And it was just a picture.
A picture of you in them. I'd be like, oh my gosh, dad, granddad, that was ridiculous. But, don't ever wear that again.
But isn't it better if I say, hey, look, here's the picture and here they are. Here's my velour pants.
Have you done that with those pants yet?
Actually, I was up in the attic the other day looking for stuff, and I went through that tote.
So 20 years later, you're now looking at the pants.
Yes, because I'm like, did I really fit in these? Did I really wear these in public? Yep. Like, did I survive the streets of Memphis wearing these?
Good question.
Pretty crazy, though. But while Harry Styles has his clothes in a frozen vault with 24-hour security, I have mine in a plastic tub up in the attic.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Over the weekend, I forgot to tell you this. I went back, had the weekend to myself, and I went to Netflix, and I was scrolling. I scrolled for probably 30 minutes, and I went back to Stranger Things.
Yeah?
I'm on season 1, episode 3.
Oh, congratulations.
I've gone a long way through it. Like, and again, this is the first time I've seen it. It's not like I'm going back through it.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You're too scared. You were by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you were scared that the Demogorgon, or whatever they're called, of the underworld were going to come get you.
I don't even know if I've seen that part. I don't even know what the Demogorgon is.
Man, you've got to get closer.
So I did watch a little bit, and it's like about kids, and it freaked me out because I have a kid. And
with the 80s nostalgia, did you love it?
I was scared of it. Okay, is it a scary show?
No, Bruce loves it. He's 12.
Well,
he's into all of it. He loves it all. I think once you see the actual, quote, underworld monsters and whatever, once you see them, you're probably having a lot bigger monster.
Because I'm thinking there's a
murderer
coming after kids.
No.
That's how I picture
it. Just know the kids can handle themselves.
Well, I'm thinking they're about to get it.
Well, you haven't gotten to the good part yet. You've got to get through.
I'm in episode 3.
Well, and now your family's back, so you'll never see it.
So I was watching it, got scared, turned it off, went over and watched some football.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I read this thing this morning that the way to get to more intimacy.
If someone could have just seen besides me the way you just said that.
Dude, let me just give you a heads up. If you're needing some more intimacy, then a lot of times a horror movie is the type of movie you want to watch to lead to intimacy because of the way it affects your
body.
That's
so cliche. That's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm going to hold on to my boyfriend or my husband tighter.
Have you never seen the video for Thriller? They're in the movie and she gets scared?
Yes.
That's what it is, man. So I'm just telling you, I'm going to start watching horror movies every night before bed.
You're never going to sleep again.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Keith Urban is always releasing new music or new takes on his music or acoustic versions or doing cover songs. He stays relevant. Mm-hmm. What he's done now is release or re-release the song We Were. But this time We Were isn't just Keith Urban. It also features Eric Church. Now you might be thinking, well, why is Eric Church on the song? Why did Keith choose Eric Church? And the reason is because Eric is a co-writer on the song. They wrote it for Keith. And when you hear him singing it with Keith Urban, it sounds really cool. It's Keith Urban and Eric Church doing We Were. Check it out.
I am who I am. I'm just miss who I was when we were.
So that's Keith. You've heard that part of the song probably 100 times at this point. Eric Church is coming up next with the next verse.
We were gonna make it work. We baby had it all laid out in our mind. By the time a new time was running out, we both run out of time. And we were a downtown Saturday night. Last call cover band. Till the last song played, never thought we'd fade like a stamp on the back of our hand. And we were
that all day today.
I think I like it. Oh, I don't want to say it. I think good, I like it even better with both of them in it. You can check out the full song. It's Keith Urban and Eric Church. We were. Check out the full song today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brett Eldridge announced a 10-date holiday tour in December that's going to take him all around the country singing Christmas songs. It's the Glow Live Tour. And if you can hear the smile in my voice, hear the smile, I'm very excited. And
I can see it.
I want to go. But he's coming to Nashville. He's going to be in Nashville the 4th and 5th of December, which is on a Wednesday and Thursday. What is up with all of these people doing their concerts in the middle of the week?
I don't know.
I'm going to need them to stop doing that. I think I'm going to tweet him.
Jana Kramer's doing a Tuesday.
I mean, it makes it really tough for us.
It's going down on a Tuesday, like Drake would say.
It's up on a Tuesday is what Drake would say, number one. Don't ever say
that. Are you sure that's what he says?
I'm positive. Don't ever say that
again. How does it
go? We're going up on a Tuesday.
No, sing it like he would sing it.
I'm going up on a Tuesday.
Not going down?
No. But good try.
I thought that.
Anyway.
Sing it like you're going down on a Tuesday.
I'm going down on a Tuesday. It doesn't work. You're the one that said it. Anyway, his whole concert is going to be from his Glow album. So it's going to be a Christmas concert. And if anybody can sing Christmas, it's Brett Eldridge.
Oh, yeah. He's good, man.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Hour and a half of that.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
So, Brandon, you can buy me tickets. They go on sale Friday.
All right, I'm going to buy you tickets to that.
Okay.
You buy me tickets to Jana Kramer, and that way, if they're purchased not through us, they're gifts.
And we have to go.
We have to go. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we're going to be live at the Nutrition Hub, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. Always fun to be over there.
One of our favorite days.
They're doing a deal tomorrow to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation through A-State and the philanthropy of all the different organizations out there, which is a big deal. They're all fundraising.
Yeah.
And you can order the Hub 3 and help raise money. That's happening tomorrow, the Nutrition Hub, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can go back and we talk about our favorite phases from our child's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly celebrates Thomas the Train, and she gets emotional as we play the song. I go back in my little time machine and remember the Wiggles. And then we had you guys telling us the things that bring back all these nostalgic memories for you.
Yeah, y'all were killing us.
Yeah, I mean, like the Wonder Pets and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Barney and Dora and all those different things. So we had that whole discussion on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning show. Also, we talk about keeping old clothes, why I did that, and like where I keep mine compared to where Harry Styles keeps his.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of fun on today's podcast. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight we have game one of the World Series. Houston Astros play against the Washington Nationals.
Pick, who's going to win, the Astros or the Nationals?
Astros.
All right, I'm going Astros too.
The Voice is on tonight, part four of the Battle Rounds.
And again, Corey Jackson or Mary Beth Bird, they got to show up at some point.
I know.
So maybe it's tonight.
The stand-up special with Jenny Slate's called Stage Fright on Netflix. And then tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, NCIS, Arrow, This Is Us, FBI, New Amsterdam, NCIS, New Orleans.
I've never seen, NCIS New Orleans is really good, by the way. I've never seen This Is Us, but there's a new teaser trailer out for this week's episode. And I can't remember what part it was. It made me kind of intrigued by it, but it looked really good.
You need to watch.
I know, but I don't know if I want to cry that much. You say you cry every week.
It's a good cry. It's a good cry.
I don't know about for me.
You have to watch it.
Anyway, we hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.